This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. In 2007, researchers from the University of Texas categorized more than 200 motivations for human beings to have sex. Recently, researchers at the University of Toronto looked more deeply into the drive for intimacy, studying how the fairly unsexy motivations of duty, resignation, and guilt played into the sex lives of couples and how it affected the health of the relationship. Elizabeth Bernstein writes the Bonds column about relationships for the Wall Street Journal. She wrote about the research published by the University of Toronto. Elizabeth, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me.
So in these previous studies at the University of Texas, they identified 237 motivations for human beings to have sex. Pretty comprehensive. How did the University of Toronto researchers further categorize reasons that couples have sex?
So they looked at the broad reasons, these 200-plus reasons, and they decided to break them down into the most common reasons. And when they did that, they realized that those common reasons really divide up into two different types of goals. One would be approach, which is sort of a positive reason that we might have sex. So it would be, you know, I want to feel good, I want to relieve stress, get closer to my partner. And then there were the negative reasons, which these researchers called avoidance reasons. And that would be, you know, I want to avoid disappointing my partner, I want to avoid guilt, avoid a conflict.
And they broke these down further as partner-focused or self-focused. What bearing does that have?
So they did. So you could sort of be worried about your own outcomes. You know, I want to feel good versus I want to make my partner feel good. That would be self versus partner focus. What researchers know is that partner-focused goals, when I'm worried about my partner or spouse and what he or she is going to be feeling, those are goals that really affect relationship satisfaction.
Mm. So how did they conduct this study?
So they actually did several studies. Both of them were what they call diary studies. The researchers gave everybody diaries, and they asked them to take them home and record their moods and how they were feeling on, you know, each day, but also asked them when they had sex to record that and why they had sex. And then they looked at these diaries and determined, you know, whether people were having sex for positive or negative reasons, how that affected their relationship satisfaction, their sexual satisfaction, and their desire. And what they found was that if a person has sex for positive reasons, it's not just better sexually for them, the relationship is better and their desire for their partner is better. And interestingly, they found that it affects the partner. If I have sex with my partner tonight because of a positive reason, my partner feels that. If I did it for a negative reason, my partner knows that.
Mm. Any distinction between the amount of sex people were having and the motivation?
They didn't really look at that, so they really looked at the actual motivation. But interestingly, they didn't find any gender differences. So men are known to have higher, it's true, the research bears out that they have a higher level of desire. But when they looked at motivation and the impact of motivation, they found no gender differences, that men and women have sex for the same kinds of reasons, and the outcomes, whether or not they had sex for a positive reason, affects them the same way.
From the results of this research, any conclusions or ideas on how a couple can increase positive motivations?
Exactly, because what was interesting is the second study, which is very similar to the first with the diaries, and it found it had very similar results, but what they did is study over time. So they came back and did the whole study 4 months later, and they found out that, you know, if I have sex tonight for a negative reason, and I do it again later in the week, and again for negative reasons, I feel guilty, or I don't want to, you know, disappoint my partner, then that's going to have long-term negative effects in my relationship. Mm. And there is this big question, is it better to have sex? Is no sex, you know, better than negative sex? Which is a sticky question for them, but they decided that people who have sex, you feel better in your relationship on that day. But they know also that it compiles over time. If you're having it for a negative reason, you're feeling less and less satisfied. So, you know, instead of thinking, oh, we haven't had sex in a while, we probably should, why don't you, you know, think about it more positively? It's a good stress relief. It'll be nice to be close to my partner tonight. To try to make yourself focus on the positive is what they want.
Elizabeth Bernstein, she writes the Bonds column on relationships for the Wall Street Journal. Elizabeth, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Virginia Prescott. Please join us again for more Word of Mouth tomorrow at 2 on New Hampshire Public Radio.